Now, on to women in Saudi Arabia for today's GeoQuiz. The Saudi city we'd like you to name today is located on the coast of the Red Sea. It's Saudi Arabia's second largest city after the capital, Riyadh. For the past few days, a woman has been driving around the city, and that takes a lot of nerve in a country that forbids women to drive.
Very easy. Easier than Egypt. I drove in Cairo. Cairo's very crowded. Here a little bit more organized.
So name the city where the traffic isn't as bad as in Cairo, but where women risk arrest for taking the wheel. We're going to hear more from this Saudi driver when we come back with the answer in just a bit. Our GeoQuiz today took us to the city of Jeddah, the second largest city in Saudi Arabia, and Jeddah is the answer to the quiz. The spirit of revolution in many parts of the Arab world has not exactly caught on in Saudi Arabia, but protests can take many forms. Najla Hariri is a case in point. For the past few days, she's been driving around the city of Jeddah. If you didn't know, women aren't allowed to drive in the kingdom, although some women do occasionally drive in remote areas. Najla Hariri admits it takes a bit of courage to take to the wheel.
In this society, yes, I'm a little bit brave, yes, I'm brave, yes. My daughter friends are so proud of me, my daughters also.
She's not exaggerating. Another woman is leading a campaign for Saudi women to come out and drive on June 17th. That woman has been arrested twice. Manal Asharif was detained after posting a video on YouTube of her driving in the city of Khobar. For Najla Hariri in Jeddah, the driving ban simply doesn't make sense.
There is no law against driving for women. There is no law. They always said it's only society are refused the woman to drive. But there is no law. And I have a license. And I have an international license. Also, I always drive in Europe.
Technically, she's right. There's no law against women driving, but Saudi authorities forbid it and police enforce that. Hariri says she's not worried about being pulled over. She says the recent revolution in Egypt is having an effect on people in Saudi Arabia. For one thing, it's inspiring women like her to defy authorities and go out for a drive.
Before in Saudi, you never heard about protesters. After what happened in Middle East, We start to accept this word. We accept to see a group of people go outside and say what they want in a loud voice. And this have a slight impact to what happened now. I think enough is enough. We have to start.
That is Najla Hariri driving around someplace in the Saudi city of Jeddah, which is the answer to today's GeoQuiz.